95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukaschensky with Ashley Dobrzynski up in the WBEV studio with you this morning in Hometown Today. Is presented today and every day by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by our friends over there at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But we got to talk a little bit about Professional Floor Covering this morning, because Randy and his team, they're here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And you got to talk about those cabinets. When you're walking in the room, they're eye level. You're going to see it right away. So it's going to be important. They look beautiful now, but for also for years to come. And partners over there with top brands, they're going to offer that unrivaled quality and that craftsmanship you need. From traditional to modern kitchen cabinets, their cabinetry team is here to help inspire and create your dream kitchen. Professional Floor Covering is at Abbey Design Center. You can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. We have, yes, Watertown in the building today. I had to hit it with a little extra because we do have the exclamation point in there. So I got to get that in there. But we're going to be introducing now these four members to my right. We have an original member and president, Katie Higgins. We have Emily Cool, who is the secretary. Jessica Nichols, the vice president. And Brandon Miller, the treasurer. We got a buzzer beater in there, too. I almost screwed that up for you, Brandon. So happy to welcome you guys on today. I would love to start by learning a little bit about what the group is, where it came from. And I think I got to ask you, Katie, as an original member, where did this all start?
Absolutely. So it started actually back in September of 2010, and it was the vision of two gentlemen in the community, Bob Mudler and Nathan Salas. And they just said, they just thought, you know, we don't really have a civic organization of this sort where, you know, people, they actually, it was all recruitment based. So they kind of went to people in the community. We have business owners, we have doctors, people that work in the school systems, and, you know, just a large scope of professionals in the community, and wanted to collaborate and get together and talk about how we can support our community, what things might not exist that could be great for the community. And then also, you know, we want to be, we call it force multipliers, and get together and support things that our community needs. And so over the years, it's been, yeah, really wide scope. It's, you know, everything from the town square, Save the Town Cinema, the library expansion project, the Humane Society. So many things we've been able to support, and we have some annual events now of our own. Sometimes we'll collaborate with other things in the community, but it has been, I have learned so much from the group members, and it's been such a great thing to be a part of, because, you know, every community has its issues, and we wanted to be part of the solution. And over the years, over these last 15 years, we have evolved in a lot of ways. We've also recruited some younger professionals. That's how actually the other three here have been recruited. We knew Jessica and Emily in town for their great marketing backgrounds. So they're also secretary and vice president now, but they're also our marketing committee. And Brandon, he's our numbers guy. You know, who really wants to be the treasurer? But we got Brandon for that. So it's been really neat to see how it's evolved.
Oh, it's really exciting. First of all, I've been able to talk with you about 15 minutes before. You can feel the excitement. And I think that part of that probably goes into that hand-picking recruitment, knowing that people are going to be a fit, knowing that you're going to have people passionate about Watertown and making this place better as well. I imagine 15 years, well-oiled machine. But I would love to hear, going through a little bit about the background to the other members to my right. How long have you been a part of this group? And I guess let's start there, and then I'll start asking some follow-ups.
I've been with YES now for 4 years. The past 3 years I've been the treasurer. I was actually recruited to YES by a former member, Mike Nino, who I've known for a long time. And he thought, as he was moving out, I'd be a great replacement to fit into the group, and it's worked out great now for the past 4 years.
Well, and we need numbers guys in the world. I was going to say, I'm a mess. I need people like you. So very happy to hear that it's going well.
Yeah.
And then moving down the line, we kind of go up in chronological order here. How long have you been a part of the group?
Yeah, so I've been a part for 6 years. Emily and I actually joined together and were recruited by another member who is still current in the group. And as Katie had mentioned, we have marketing backgrounds, and so we've been able to bring that to the group. We run our Facebook page and Instagram and the event sign-up sheets and all of that type of stuff online for the group. And for the last 2.5 or so years, I have been vice president. And again, it's been great. Like Katie said, we have a really diverse, dynamic group, and it's been really great to learn from each other.
Well, it's got to be cool, too. You got to join with a fellow member that's sitting right next to you right now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 6 years as well. I would love to hear from you guys where this feels like it's evolved. Because even just talking with some of our teammates that are very familiar with the group, this has been growing, and it keeps getting better and better. Can you talk a little bit about that evolution that you've been able to watch yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really, really great to see that over the years when we have a following. I mean, you found us. We actually were shocked that a radio station called us today, but here we are. But, I mean, the more that our name gets out, our events have grown bigger, and we've been able to give even more to the community. And I'll kind of let our treasurer talk a little bit about that, too. But it's been amazing to see our impact. And, you know, we have our plaques all around the community of things we've been able to support, and that's just been such a great feeling. And just a way to be a resource to people who, if they're trying to look for great causes to become involved with or what the community needs and educate people on what's going on, that's been extremely rewarding. And it's a really fun group. So, you know, I don't think any of us would, this is all volunteer, and we have so much fun together.
Rewarding is an awesome word to hear. Yeah. And I imagine seeing what you guys have been able to accomplish, even just briefly this morning as I'm diving in. I mean, congratulations on that front. It's really cool to see how this has continued to grow. I guess talking as the treasurer, the numbers guy, can you tell us a little bit about what you guys raise these funds for, how you guys decide where that money goes?
Yeah, so last year our final numbers were we gave back over $24,000 to the community.
That's fantastic.
Some of our bigger items last year were the expansion of the Watertown YMCA and the Humane Society. We've also been very heavily involved in the Main Street program, the Chamber of Commerce, and then we've had some more specific events that have selected a cause, like we just did a mini golf crawl downtown. And prior to that, our leader for that event, Lizzie, selected the K-9 unit in Watertown as the beneficiary for those funds, and we'll be handing those over soon as we just completed that event a few weeks ago.
Well, that's fantastic, and I know we've had groups with the K-9 units in here. That's expensive. Yeah. And, yeah. I mean, not only just to get the dog in the building, but to train him and all that properly. So it's so cool to hear things like that are part of the initiative over there with Yes Watertown. I do want to take a quick break, but when we come back, we got to dive into some of these events. One of them really caught my eye. I got to make sure that I'm able to get there. But we'll talk about that right on the other side of the break here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV are proud to be South Central Wisconsin's spot for local high school play-by-play. High school sports fans are passionate, loyal, and hold on to a lifetime of memories. You can be a part of those memories and build your business's brand along the way by partnering with us to sponsor high school sports. For more info on how you can become part of the excitement, leave a message at 920-885-4442 or click the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Libman cleaning products make easy work of even the toughest messes. We carry everything to help you keep your home spotless. Get a $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $30 or more on Libman products now through November 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Thanks to our generous community, the Dodge County Food Pantry is expanding. But while construction is underway, the need for food is greater than ever. When you shop St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County this November, you can round up at the register to support the food pantry. Every penny will go directly towards buying food for those who need it most. Every bit helps fill shelves and feed local families. Shop, save, support St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County. Located on Dodge Drive in Beaver Dam. Open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent de Paul.
From the moment you arrived.
so many reasons why. McKinstry's Home Furnishings is the place where you should be.
Discover the inventory reduction sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. We are having a huge inventory reduction sale. Save big on all in-stock merchandise. For example, Lazy Boy recliners starting at $399 and love seats starting at $599. Sofas, sectionals, dining sets, and mattresses are all on sale. Interest-free financing until April is available. All of the end tables, lamps, and pictures have been discounted for this sale. Many items are one of a kind. Stop in and discover the inventory reduction sale going on through Tuesday, November 4th at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts since 1858.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
Nothing says relaxation like a Slumberland furniture mattress and a radio or speaker with 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, broadcasting from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, bringing you Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We have Yes Watertown in the building this morning, and we are joined by Katie Higgins, who is president of the group, Emily Kuhl, who is the secretary, Jessica Nichols, who is vice president, and Brandon Miller, the treasurer. And we hinted at it going into the break, but there's an upcoming event that I know I'm excited about, but I'm going to pass it over to you guys. What's going to be coming up here in about a month?
Well, we're super excited about our country Christmas pub crawl. So this is an annual event that we've been having for a really long time. This year's theme is a country Christmas, so that changes every year. But we're super excited about it. This event gives back to the Gifts for Kids program based out of Watertown. Who doesn't want to give back to the kids at Christmas? We have four stops. It's about 150 people. Tickets are on sale now if you want to come. But it's really a great event, and we all attend every year in addition to planning it, and it's the best time.
Oh, I imagine by the time you finally get there and you get to go on this crawl too, it's got to be like both of relief. But then you get to actually celebrate with the people that are participating, which is really, really cool. Yeah. And it helps out a great cause. So go out there a couple weeks before Christmas. Do you guys dress up for this? Is that how this works?
Oh, yes. Yep. This is themed event. So last year it was 80s themed.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you look up our Facebook page, you can see plenty of us dressed up in past photos. And so this year it will be country themed. So cowboy hats, cowboy boots, whatever you've got, it will be fun.
That's good. I can already cosplay as Santa. I'm a big fella. So if I throw a cowboy hat on, I think I'm ready to go.
I love it.
That's so exciting. So that is Friday, December 6th. I'm doing three things at once and I fell apart on you. It is Saturday. So make sure when you go out there, where is registration? When is that? You mentioned tickets are on sale already.
Tickets are on sale. Yep. So registration is at 5:30 at the Score Sports Bar in Watertown. And then that'll follow up with three additional stops. Every stop has their own unique thing. A couple of them have music. Brandon does a paddle raffle at local waters.
Let's go.
Yeah. We're going to have some Minute to Win It games in there. PJ's Pizza gives away some free subs to everybody that's attending. So yeah, we've got tons of community support for this one, and it is awesome.
Well, I can imagine anytime you get something like a pub crawl in Dodge County, you're going to have a lot of excitement around it.
Yeah. And it's only $25. So, I think you get a lot of value for that. Plus it's of course the great cause. So
yeah, it's going to the kids at the end of the day.
Right.
And then you get to go out and have fun with your family and friends a couple weeks before Christmas. It doesn't get any better than that. That's an excuse to dress up. That's always some fun for everybody, too.
Exactly.
Well, can we dive into some of the other great things that you've done throughout this past year? Because you go through the website, and I was overwhelmed at how many events you guys have recently done. Can you tell us what they've looked like? And you said 24,000. It sounds like it was a heck of a year for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the most recent event was the mini golf crawl that we did. This was the second year that we did that. We did it the end of September, and that went to the K-9 unit. But we have other annual events, like we talked about, the Christmas Pub Crawl. And then we've also done Yes Rocks the River for many years as a free community event for music in Riverside Park.
Mm-hmm. We might have been a little inspired by the Jam by the Dam here in Beaver Dam, because some of us have been there, and it's just so great. To, it brings the community together. It's free. And so we started that in Watertown too, Rock the River.
Well, hey, us in Dodge County, we got to help each other out.
Sure do.
I'm sure Yes Watertown has had quite a few things inspire us over here in Beaver Dam as well. So I can probably confidently say that. If anything, I'm trying to get more pub crawls. So very, very good idea there. But then when you look at the future too, it's not even just going to be this country Christmas. You guys were telling me there's going to be a hypnotist and a comedian that you guys are going to be having over in January. Mm-hmm. That scares me. I don't trust myself being hypnotized. Has anybody here, first of all, been or not yet?
My
husband was unwillingly. He's the last one on earth who would volunteer to go on stage, and he was hypnotized in the audience, and it was hilarious. So I can't wait. I told him he should be front row again.
We got to volunteer you then. We got to get revenge for the husband here.
We'll see what happens.
Okay, all right. Well, see, that's a soft yes is all I heard right there.
Yeah.
Well, so that's exciting. Can you tell us when that's going to be? And are the comedian and hypnotist, is that the same event?
Yes.
Yep. So join us January 31st. It's also a Saturday night. We'll have a stand-up comedian, Todd Andrews, opening at 7. And then we have a comedy hypnotist, Jim Mitchell, at 8 p.m.
Oh, it's a comedy hypnotist, too. Oh, no. Somebody's going to
find out when you come.
Oh, no. Yeah. All right. Well.
So, and, you know, not only will it be a great night, but the funds will go to the Vietnam War Wall Memorial in Watertown.
Well, and we actually had a few of our loyal listeners telling us about that a few months ago. That sounds like it's doing really well right now as well. Mm-hmm. How do you guys decide for these events what one's going to be going to what cause? Is it trying to just like marry the ideas where, for instance, Christmas, the kids, makes a lot of sense? Right. How do you guys go about picking what goes to what cause?
Yeah, I think it depends on, you know, the time of the year. It might be a group initiative. You know, one of our members might come forward and like, hey, I heard of this cause that we can help with. And then we just discuss as a group.
Yeah. And then rally.
Exactly. And we meet the first Tuesday of every month. So actually our monthly meeting is tonight, and we meet in different locations around Watertown. And we're always discussing what needs there are in the community, what we can support. And so, yeah, when we heard about the Vietnam Memorial Wall and how it will be it's a permanent fixture. There's only going to be a few in the country. We understand this is the only one in the Midwest, north of St. Louis. So that's a sense of pride for our community that we can honor that. So that was definitely something that we thought we'd love to get behind as well.
I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. So this will be the only one north of St. Louis in the Midwest here.
Exactly.
That's unbelievably cool. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, again, it's just another thing I guess you can point to that it seems like this group has been able to do and put their, stamp to. It's really cool. The other event that you have coming up, too. I know we got bingo night fans because Dodge County Fair, we hear about it. So for bingo, when is that going to be taking place and what is that going to be helping out?
Yeah, we have two dates set up, Thursday, January 15th and Sunday, February 22nd are two bingo nights that we'll have at Local Waters in Watertown. Like you said, everybody loves bingo, and we are always evolving in what we're looking to do to raise money. And this will be the first time that we're hosting a couple of bingo nights to raise some money. And that's just going to our general fund, which has gone to many different causes over the years.
Well, and when people want to find out more about these events, because you guys are jam-packed, you guys are always seemingly doing something, where can people go? Is there a website or a Facebook page that people can find out of all the great things you're doing?
Yeah, check out our website, yeswatertown.org, but you can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram. We keep everything updated.
And it's as easy as yes, throw the exclamation point, Watertown, people are going to find you. I can find you.
Yes.
I found you this morning. That's a good sign. It's going to be simple enough for everybody else, too. Well, that's so fantastic. Well, I know we have only a couple minutes left, but I would love to pass it over. If I've missed anything or if you really want to hammer something home today, what else do we need to know about Yes Watertown and what are the great things you guys are doing right now?
I mean, we're always open to feedback from the community. So if people, if we're missing something that the community could really need, we're always willing to discuss that, see if we can help. Again, our membership is mostly recruitment based, but again, always open to ideas there. I just thank you for telling everyone about our website and in our social media, because we would love to see some new followers come up from this today and just pack our events and raise as much money as we can for the community.
So is that the best way for people in the community to help out? Just pack the events, make sure they're there. Is there anything else that they can be doing or if they want to help you?
I really think that it's as easy as just supporting our events and coming, and we make it fun and easy, and we just want you to be there to join in on the things that we're helping in the community. It's really great to have people come up to us at our events and tell us that they didn't know about a cause, or that they just love coming to the pub crawl every single year because it's something that they've had on their calendar and they look forward to. Easy way to support.
Well,
or if you know any other causes that are looking to raise additional funds, we do have causes that come to us looking for money, and then we evaluate as a group where we can help spread the wealth.
And well, that's really cool to hear. Again, we've already heard some of the great causes that you guys are raising these funds for already, and there seems to be even more throughout the year that you guys do. So make sure you follow along to the Facebook page. Make sure you go to the website, see the events. I am going to do everything in my power to be there on Saturday here in a month for the pub crawl. I will do my best. If not, you'll see me sometime at one of these upcoming
events.
If not,
you're going to get hypnotized on January 31st.
I'm so terrified. I'm literally thinking about that. So I might just conveniently show up as soon as he's done with that part. Oh, sorry, Kate. We know what we're doing. We're planning this out ahead of time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for being with me today. This was a blast. And then I know I'll be there, but we'll have plenty of people out there being at your next events too. So thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Of course. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to try to talk to Randy from Professional Floor Covering. And then otherwise, Ashley Dobrzynski and I got to tell you what's going on here in the Dodge County area. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former Vice President George W. Bush, actually former President George W. Bush, says his Vice President Dick Cheney will be remembered as a patriot who brought integrity, high intelligence, and seriousness of purpose to every position he held. Cheney served two terms with Bush and was one of the primary architects of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. He was 84 years old. It is Election Day in several states, including New Jersey, where there have been some threats.
Multiple voting locations in New Jersey closed this morning after receiving bomb threats. And New Jersey's Attorney General Matt Plotkin said in a statement the threats came in by email and that some polling centers have already reopened, while others will direct voters to alternate sites. Lieutenant Governor Tahisha Way oversees state elections and says the threats were determined not credible.
ABC's Brian Clark. New Jersey voters are choosing a new governor. So are voters in Virginia. New York City is picking a mayor. Government shutdown has now dragged on for 35 days. This is ABC News.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. People opposed to the AI data center in Beaver Dam are giving the Common Council a piece of their minds. An overflow crowd packed council chambers for an informal public hearing last night. Data center opponents say the sprawling complex will do a lot more harm than good. They plan to meet again tomorrow night. Anyone who wants to represent District 6 on the Beaver Dam Common Council still has time to come forward. Last night, the council voted against officially keeping the seat vacant until the April election. So far, no one has expressed an interest in serving. The Trump administration will use contingency funds to partially pay for federal food benefits this month. Even so, officials expect delays in funding Wisconsin's food share program. Meanwhile, donations to food pantries are helping families facing food insecurity. One in every eight Americans relies on the SNAP program to buy their groceries. A woman is dead after a fire near Lomira last weekend. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says 48-year-old Brandy Kolsch was rescued from her apartment in a building on County Road Y late Saturday night, but she died a short time later. Investigators are looking into how it started. Wisconsin School Superintendent Jill Underly testifies before a state Senate committee today about sexual misconduct in Wisconsin public schools. Reporting by the Cap Times of Madison concluded that recent sexual misconduct investigations were dropped when accused teachers surrendered their licenses. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Packers received some bad news yesterday, learning that Tucker Kraft's MRI confirmed the tight end will be out for the season with an ACL tear. Kraft had 489 receiving yards and 6 touchdowns through the first half of the season and was well on pace for a career year. Green Bay's got a chance to bounce back next Monday against the Eagles. Pre-game coverage starts at 5 p.m. on 95.3 WBEV. The Bucks pulled out a 117-115 victory over the Pacers last night thanks to their two-time MVP. Giannis Antetokounmpo hit a fadeaway jump shot at the buzzer to lift Milwaukee to victory. The next test is in Toronto tonight. Tune in starting at 6 p.m. on 95.3 WBEV. And the 24th-ranked Badgers men's basketball team flattened Campbell 96-64 last night. It was all John Blackwell, the junior who had 31 points to help the Badgers get a 1-0 start. You can get more of your Badgers fix on Thursday when the Greg Gard Show hits the air at 7.05 p.m. on 1430 ESPN. I'm Corey Sparks, and that is your sports update on 95.3 WBEV.
Get the latest news from around the nation and around the world on the ABC News page at DailyDodge.com. Presented by QBS Law.
Highs of a low of around 58 today under partly cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows dip down to about 43. Sunshine expected tomorrow, highs around 55. Cloudy skies expected Thursday with highs in the mid-50s, slight chance for rain Friday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 43 degrees.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
At Prairie Ridge Health, women's health is a lifelong journey. We're here with you every step of the way, from routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between. Our compassionate team provides expert care tailored towards women's health. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
You can do more than just admire the Daily Dodge TV studio online. You can sponsor it too. If you want to bring more attention to your business, contact us by leaving a message at 920-885-4442 or click the Contact Us tab at dailydodge.com.
How much does it cost to talk to Gruber Lofsis after a serious accident? It's free. Yes, free, as in it won't cost you anything to speak with us. There's never a fee until we win your case. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
As we all live longer, age really is just a number, but retirement is so much more than one. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Monica Magali, and I want to know what retirement means to you. Together, we can take a look at the big picture and make a strategy to help you reach your goals. Because you can't prepare for the unexpected if you don't know where you're headed. Call me at 920-392-5181 or stop in at 203 Corporate Drive, Suite 300 in Beaver Dam today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I know that 1 in 10 veterans struggle daily with mental health issues. Suicide is a real risk. If you or someone you love is struggling today, you are not alone. Support is at reachoutwis.org to find local resources available for you and your loved ones. Reach out today.
Paid for by Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment with support by the Medical College of Wisconsin, the War Memorial Center, and reachoutwis.org.
Save big money on all of your household essentials when you shop at Menards. Soften your water with Diamond Crystal Water Softener Salt. It helps your soap and detergent clean better, minimizes hard water stains, and increases the life of your appliances. Save big money on all solar natural softener salt at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
At Kladowski Real Estate, we're not just selling houses. We're helping you find the place, a front porch for morning coffee, a backyard for kids, dogs, and laughter, or simply a safe space to make your own. This is where your life will happen, and we're with you every step of the way, starting out with a no-charge buyer consultation right down to the final signature and exchange of keys. KladowskiRealEstate.com. Kladowski Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisors.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day Active Liver Tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
We ask a lot of our liver, so give it the support it deserves with an easy daily detox from Active Liver. Made with natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke, Active Liver helps cleanse and protect your liver so you feel less bloated and more energized. Find Active Liver online at Amazon, Vitacost.com, or iHerb.com. Or pick it up today at CVS, Meijer Grocery, or ShopRite. When your liver is happy, your body is happy. Enjoy life to the fullest with Active Liver.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering, and we have the man behind it on the phone right now. It is Randy. Randy, it is always a pleasure, but how are you doing this Tuesday morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I tell you what, though, we're coming up on the holidays, but I imagine this is probably a good time to go over to Professional Floor Covering if I need to get something fixed up.
Yeah, right now it would be a perfect time.
Well, what are you going to be doing? I imagine you were telling me when we were out there and we were doing our live remote at Professional Floor Covering, it takes about, what, 3 weeks to a month to get a room completely finished at the long time for you?
That would be on the long end, yeah. We'd like to get things done within 2 weeks, okay? So you come in, get it measured. Once it's measured, you know, the carpet... The big mills deliver here once a week, so we typically can get the carpet within a week. If it's in stock, it could even be sooner. So usually, we don't like to be more than 30 days out.
Well, I tell you what, even if you take a gamble right now, there's a good shot you'd still get it in by Thanksgiving, but at the very least, you'd know you'd have it done by Christmas when everybody's running around. You got the family in town, Randy. I got to ask you. Going into the holiday season, what's the thing that people need to be paying attention to that maybe they're not giving enough time to?
Oh, you need to look down at that floor. You're going to have all them guests over.
Yeah.
You know, when your aunt comes over and she sees that dirty, nasty carpet, she's not going to like that.
You strike me as the guy that, like, it's like the commercial, we got ants. You're the ant. Randy, you come over, you're going to notice right away that my floor's falling apart because I'm not taking care of it.
Yeah, I'll be able to tell if you did it yourself, too.
That's a problem, because I'm a DIY person, and it's not good, Randy. We got to trust people like you in charge. But what other than the floors? So we got the floors, and there's all different types of floors over there as well. Well, what else do I need to be paying attention to with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up?
Well, we have all kinds of LVP. You know, that's that luxury vinyl plank. We have LVP. We just bought two pallets of two really nice, very popular colors. One's kind of leans towards the browns, the other one leans towards the grays. You know, those are great for a kitchen, a bathroom, whatever. Don't like the plank look.
Mm.
We have tons and tons of planks.
Even when I was in there, you were telling me, I think it was for the LVP. You've got it to the point now where instead of it being just like three or four repetitive of the same plank, it's actually like over 30 now.
Yeah, there is. We do have one line that I'll tell you what, when that floor is down, you will swear to God it's real wood. There's 35 different planks in each carton.
Wow. So, 35. So you're going to have to get on your hands and knees and go around trying to find one to duplicate.
Yeah, it's very difficult. I mean, it looks so real that you could touch it. It feels real. It's called register embossing, so you can actually feel if there's a knot in it. You can feel the knot. You can feel the grain. It's really, really nice. I mean, you would really swear that it is a real wood floor. It's not. It's got all the ease of a vinyl floor. Very easy to take care of.
Well, that's the thing. When you were showing me, I couldn't pick out the difference. If you put 10 in front of me right now, I'd get 5 out of 10 right, and it'd be purely a guess. 50-50. Just being like, that feels kind of like wood, Randy. That looks good. Looks like
don't
wood.
Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll get you up to speed eventually.
You say that, Randy. It's going to take an awful long time before I'm up to speed.
Yeah, not really. It's not. None of it's complicated. It's just flooring.
Well, you say that. You make it look easy.
Some are better. Some are better than others. And yeah, I mean, it comes pretty easy to me because I've been doing it my whole life. But yeah, I mean, we're definitely steering in the right direction, Wally. We're not going to let you buy something you're going to regret.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that. You better be careful. But I tell you what, too. One thing, I keep bringing it up to you. I got a bad wheel now. I went out and was practicing with the Beaverton baseball and softball team in the spring. And my knee, it gives me pain when I'm getting into the shower. But I ain't the only one out there. There's places, too. You can actually convert. Shower conversions. And it's like only, about an inch or so that you can get down to on the floor?
Yeah, we actually have a handicap model that has a small ramp. So there is no step at all.
Oh.
Maybe an inch down once you're up the ramp.
Oh, that's my dream.
You know, we could do zero entry ceramic showers as well, where they're level with the floor.
How does that even work? Where does the water go?
Well, we cut the floor out and we put this base onto the onto your floor trusses. That's the same thickness as the floorboards. And then you just the base already has the pitch established in it, and then we put tile on that, tile out the rest of the bathroom, and there you have it. Zero entry. Where years ago it used to be you had to cut the trusses out, drop them down, and put new trusses in. It was a major, major deal. Now it's quite simple. You just cut that plywood out and put the base in, waterproof it, put the tile on.
See, you make it sound easy, but I imagine, Randy, if I ask you, it's like, how do airplanes fly? I don't know. I just know it makes sense. That's how it just sounded to me. I'm like, you know what? I just trust Randy. Randy's going to make sure that he knows what's going on. That's all that matters. I don't need to know.
Right. We'll take care of all the behind-the-scenes stuff. We'll just, you come in, we'll tell you what, pick the colors, and we'll take care of the rest.
I can pick colors, Randy. I can promise you that much. I got it taken care of there. Well, Randy,
Right. Well,
that's going to do it for us today. Well, we'll see you next Tuesday, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks, Wally. You got it, Randy. Well, we're going to take one final break today, and when we come back, Ashley Dobrzynski and I are going to let you know what's going on here in Dodge County. That's next on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. It's that time of year again. Playoffs, rivalries, and big-time matchups. Join me, Wally Lukashinsky, and Charlie Dern on the Damn Sports Show. We bring you everything Golden Beaver Athletics, plus the latest on the green and gold up in Lambeau, University of Wisconsin sports, and Milwaukee basketball and baseball. We've got highlights, local interviews, and your takes, too. Tune in each weekday from 4 until 5 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
To 95.3 WBEV for more Hometown Today. Had to let the bumper play there a little bit. We have Ashley Dobrzynski now on the Daily Dodge TV stream. And Dobes, as the eyes get big all of a sudden, Don't Fear the Reaper, one of the best songs of all time. Can you at least agree to that?
It is. I don't know who it's by, though, to be honest.
You know what? That's okay. We're going to forgive you this time. Yeah, I'm going to give you about a minute and a half to figure that out, too, because I got to tell you guys a little bit about what we have going on right now over at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Is your dining room table ready for the holidays? Because I tell you what, mine isn't. It looks like a zoo right now, Dobes. It ain't good. Paper's all over. It's got the chalky, like, ripped up wood. It's bad. I need a good table, and I know where I'm going to be able to get one. Because over at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, they believe that every single meal deserves to be in a beautiful setting. And right now, I don't got one, so I got to find that beautiful setting. And you can do it from classic wood to the modern designs. I'm going to find that table that fits your style and your guest list. Guest list is a good one. You were actually talking about who you'd be inviting to Thanksgiving yesterday. We're going to have to dive into that here in a moment. But mine's easy. Woody Hayes, we'll get through that. Whether you're gathering for a family feast or hosting a game with friends, their tables are built to bring people together. McKinstry's is having a dining room and kitchen set sale until Thanksgiving. That's right, until Thanksgiving. Only a few more weeks of this. You will be able to find apartment-sized drop-leaf tables or large rectangular tables with leaves. High dining sets are also available, and they offer wood or laminate top dining sets. Choose from a variety of styles. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where memories are made one meal at a time. Dobes, first of all, you asked a question yesterday because we had one of our great partners, Great Harvest, bring us an unbelievably good Thanksgiving turkey sandwich. They had like cranberry sauce, had onions. It threw out all the fixings on there. But you asked the question, who do you have as a dinner guest? Who did you pick?
I, of course, picked Taylor Swift, obviously.
Taylor Swift, you're not worried that you'd be like just starstruck the entire time and you just wouldn't even have a conversation?
No, because I think I would have like my questions like ready, like I already do.
You treat it like you're like hosting a show?
Yeah, it would be like Hometown Today, but at Thanksgiving.
Welcome to the Dobrzynski household. I am Ashley Dobrzynski. I'm joined with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you even be asking her?
You're so cool.
I would not say that. Oh my gosh. I say that, but I probably would be like, oh my gosh. Look who it is.
I mean, I would do that. I'm not even going to say it out loud because then it'll be drawn back to me. But if somebody wasn't the biggest Swiftie in the world, they would probably even be starstruck by Taylor.
Well, I think like anyone at that caliber, you are like, oh my gosh, like look who it is.
Yeah. There's just certain people in the world you see and you make eye contact with and you're like, okay, they're we're in a different stratosphere of life.
Yeah.
Like they figured something out.
Very different stratospheres of life.
Yeah. What do you mean? We're here on your hometown station.
That is true.
It's a big fact.
We are waiting for our, album to debut.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're still working on it. That's actually an idea. Have an office Christmas album.
Oh yeah, we should. I mean, we have the studio to do it.
It's true. I feel like Wade Bates would hit us with the Mariah Carey day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All I Want for Christmas. That's got to be him on that one.
Oh, 100%. And yeah. You would obviously be Last Christmas.
Yeah, I think Last Christmas. Although, simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
That's the other one. Yep. Thank you. That's going to be stuck in my head again because how can you not sing it when you hear it?
Well, yesterday I was getting peppered by Dobrzynski over here. Dobe. So like, hey, how long have you had these candy canes that are on your desk?
Yeah, okay, well, yeah.
And I say Last Christmas, it would be irresponsible on my part not to start singing Last Christmas immediately after that.
I mean, I guess, but also it's been a year. Are you ever going to eat those?
Yeah, probably, but I couldn't eat them out of turn. Like, here's the thing. Tell me, is this screwed up? I don't think it's screwed up.
It's probably going to be screwed up.
No problem. I love a peppermint tea. That's Yippee Puree. It's awesome. You know that. Even though you don't like good tea, you like the
non-herbal
nonsense.
Whatever.
I like to throw one every now and then in a black cup of coffee when you get close to the holiday seasons. And then it's just kind of a minty black cup of coffee.
At first, I thought you meant peppermint tea. And I was like, that should not be a thing. You should not be putting tea into coffee. But I see what you're saying now. However, can those even last that long? Like, I'm looking that up. How long can...
It's a mint. You think that when you walk into, Joe's Holiday Inn in, Nashville, Tennessee, that those mints on the table haven't been there for 3 years?
I mean, I guess. Okay, Google says It can last for 6 months to 2 years if unopened and stored properly in a cool, dry place away from moisture and light.
Well, I would like to say that my office is pretty cool and dark most of
that
the year.
That is true. You do. That's wild for everyone. Wally doesn't like the lights on in his office.
Why is that weird? If it's up to me, it would be 55 degrees.
I understand the like cold aspect. Like I love when it's cold as well. But like doing your work in the dark is really interesting.
I want to imagine like the way bears hibernate. Which, by the way, if we're going to be completely transparent, hand up, Wally's an idiot here. I thought for about 30 years of my life that bears, when they hibernated, just like straight up slept for six
months. So did I.
Okay. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait, they actually would die. Like they have to wake up and drink. They have to do their business. They have to eat. And none of that have ever dawned on me that bears don't truly hibernate.
Well, I think my misconception came from, have you ever seen Over the Hedge?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, well, it's a kid's movie and the bear, and it's about all these animals. The bear in that movie is in hibernation and he's just sleeping. And so I was always convinced that that's all they do is they just sleep. Because you always heard, like, whenever you learned about it in school that, you know, you have to, that the bears eat a bunch of food to, like, store it for winter.
Yes.
And so I was like, okay, they're storing for 6 months of not eating.
Okay.
That's not true.
This is a safe place. I thought you were going to, like, torment me.
No.
And then I think even there you thought I was going to hit you back. No, this is a safe space. I had no idea. I thought they were straight up asleep for 6 months.
Yes.
Woke up and was like, hey, guys, how are we doing?
Yes. Same. Yes, same.
All right, Dubs. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Huge thank you, by the way, to Ashley Dobrzynski stepping in today and once again producing with Kale out. Kale will be back tomorrow.
Correct.
And we will be back tomorrow in that same time, same place with more Hometown Today. We'll talk a little bit more about the Columbus football team, who is going to be back in action with a chance to go to the state semifinal on Friday, but they won't be alone. The Mayville Cardinals are also looking for the same opportunity to do it, and we will be having the Paddle City Big Band in the building once again. I am so fired up for that. But that's going to do it for us here. We'll see you same time, same place tomorrow with another edition on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Let's hear from Stacy with Slumberland and find out what's going on at their locations in Beaver Dam and Watertown.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Our mega sale's going on and you can save up to 50% off of list prices. This Kyla sofa is only $399 in a beautiful gray, and you can get the matching chair for as little as $99. Check out this $149 Windsor accent chair available in three colors to make any room of your home beautiful. Our Lazy Boy chairs start off at only $399, and you can pick and choose your color. Check out this Pinnacle Rocker Recliner as little as $699 and choose from hundreds of fabrics at no additional cost. Or choose your style with chairside tables. $129 gets you three different chairside tables just to accent any room that you need. Our mega sale is going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Are you aware of who's making your healthcare decisions? Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster with Columbus Family Dental. Healthcare is a very personal thing that requires careful thought and planning. These choices should be made by you and your doctor, not an administrator or an insurance company. At Columbus Family Dental, we're a local,